At 7:06, we have some light rain, 42 degrees in Tulsa with a strong, brisk north wind this morning. Temperatures are expected to fall throughout the day today. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We begin this hour out at the Tulsa International Airport at the control tower where federal sequestration may have an impact on that tower's operation. Airport's Assistant Director, Alexis Higgins, says the tower may close from midnight to 5:30 a.m.
We received notice that they were looking at that and trying to determine the impact, but we have not received a formal notice that those actions are being taken.
Now, Higgins says the move would have no impact on commercial aviation because the last flights are in before midnight and the first morning flight does not take off until 6 a.m. Oral arguments are scheduled before the U.S. Supreme Court today on whether a North Texas water district can have access to water supplies in southeastern Oklahoma. A Texas water district is challenging Oklahoma statutes that govern the appropriation and use of water within the state boundaries. Oral arguments in the case are set for this morning. State Impact Oklahoma's Joe Wirtz is there, and we will have updates from him this afternoon during All Things Considered. A Tulsa woman convicted of killing her husband by pushing him out a high-rise apartment window is scheduled for sentencing later today.
Amber Hilberling is to be sentenced today in Tulsa District Court. A jury convicted her late last month of second-degree murder for the June 7, 2011 death of Joshua Hilberling. The jury recommended a 25-year prison sentence. Hilberling died after crashing through the couple's 25th-floor apartment window onto the roof of a parking garage below. Amber Hilberling testified during her trial that she shoved her husband in self-defense during an argument after he grabbed her by the shoulder. Her attorneys will ask the judge to reduce the sentence recommended by jurors. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this Tuesday morning, cracking down on elder abuse. The Oklahoma House has approved a bill that says people cannot be denied residence or kicked out of a nursing home if they or their families place cameras in their rooms. The bill now goes back to the state Senate for further consideration. A new bakery opens in the Kendall-Whittier Main Street District. The owner says he is glad to be part of that area's revitalization effort.
We want to bring vigor, economic development. We want to make this neighborhood a safe, a friendly, and thriving community.
Kendall Whittier's Main Street is a nonprofit organization that supports redevelopment efforts in the historic Tulsa Business District. Mayoral candidates Kathy Taylor and Bill Christensen are exchanging barbs over the defunct Great Plains Airlines. Taylor claims Christensen's automated telephone calls to voters criticizing her are not truthful, and she has threatened to sue. You may want to pay a little extra attention to your driving this week. The Tulsa Police Department is cracking down on traffic violations. Tulsa Police Traffic Safety Coordinator Craig Murray says that will include DUI.
You may make your choice to drink and drive, but it's our duty to arrest you and provide safe roads for other law-abiding drivers.
Murray says they'll also be looking for distracted drivers, speeders, and people not wearing seatbelts. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms this morning with falling temperatures throughout the day today, rain ending tonight, and a frost is possible by tomorrow morning, an overnight low of 32. Tomorrow, sunny and cool with a high of 57. On Thursday, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 67. And on Friday, a 70% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 65. As to Weather Service radar shows the heaviest rain showers moving over into Arkansas and Missouri. Right now, light rain in Tulsa, and we have 42 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.